So just picking up the thought we were talking about yesterday, Ois Tez, Shechechas Am Yisrael, Vel Yisrael Abchet. So the second understanding, like we mentioned yesterday, is Chazal's understanding, which the Rambam brings down as a second shot, is a mitzvah techacha. The mitzvah techacha, that a person sees something doing something wrong, he has a mitzvah of techacha, Vel Yisrael Abchet. You shouldn't be responsible for his aver, because if you could do something about it, then you do not do something about it. So you're held responsible for his chait also. The famous Gemara, Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara talks about a person who has the ability to be moicha, to protest if somebody's doing something wrong and he doesn't protest. So he'll be held responsible for the other person's aveira. A few thoughts about that. We're not comfortable hearing somebody criticize us and correct us, but at the end of the day, most of us are mature enough to understand that it's good for us. We need to hear correction. We know that sometimes we don't see our own mistakes. We don't see our own problems. So getting feedback from somebody else is good. It's not enjoyable. It's not pleasant. But at the end of the day, it's good. We're more uncomfortable we're uncomfortable hearing it. Therefore, we are uncomfortable giving it, because we don't want we know it's going to make the other person feel uncomfortable. He's not going to like it. We don't like doing things which make somebody else uncomfortable. It makes us uncomfortable. So we don't like pointing it out. At the same time, I think most of us honestly will recognize the fact that if we really care about somebody, sometimes we have to. If I see my friend doing something wrong, I know he's going to hurt himself. So I'll tell you a story I've said over before. Relatives are not from. So I was once, one of my relatives was doing something wrong. And I made a comment, etc. So another relative said back to me, like, what's it your business? You know, mind your own business. You know, listen, we tolerate you doing your own thing. That was, you know, you can do your own thing and be frum, etc. And you tolerate his doing his own thing, being, you know, whatever he wants to do. So I said, you know, I think the difference between myself and yourself is not whether we tolerate or not tolerate. The difference is whether something spiritual is real or not. He said, no, they said, disagreed with me. I said, I'll prove it to you. We were standing in the kitchen. I said, let's say the three of us are standing here in the kitchen. Myself, yourself, and this other relative are standing here in the kitchen. And he's about to put his hand into the fire. Gas range, he's about to put his hands into the fire. What would you do? I'd stop him. Live and let live. Mind your own business. Let him hurt himself. Like, what do you want? You know, like, what's the difference? Why is it your business? Yeah, he can hurt himself. Oh, see, somebody who hurt himself, you want to stop them. You do care enough, you care about him enough that you want to stop him when he's going to hurt himself. So the only difference between me and you is spiritual damage, called damage. That's the only difference. We both agree that mind your business is not the correct attitude. The correct attitude is you care about somebody, you don't want him to hurt himself. So when we don't, we are called upon to overcome our discomfort, which we're uncomfortable pointing out to somebody, because we care about the other person enough that we do want to say something. That's what the Torah is mechayev us. And obviously, if a person does it because you care. The guy does it because he's not care. Usually, it's not hurt anyway. It's not going to work. But if I do it because I care, see, even though it's uncomfortable for me, and we're called upon by the Torah to rise, to forget about ourselves and how uncomfortable we feel, and think about what about the other person. I mentioned before, when I was younger, I was more on the quiet side, if you can believe that. Anyway. But I wasn't this outgoing type of person, etc. I remember one time I walk into Beis Medrash, and I see a fellow whose tefillin are too low. Now, I was a guest, so I'm going to go over to a guest and tell him his tefillin are too low. The guy's going to get insulted. And I had this, you play out the whole scenario in your mind. He's going to get upset at me. He's going to say this comment. You know, I'm being uncomfortable. You have the whole scenario playing out in your mind. I said, one second. That's very nice. But at the end of the day, this person's not going to be your mitzvah of tefillin. So am I focusing on my feelings? Of how uncomfortable I am, or focusing on the fact that this fellow is not going to be yotzei mitzvah tefillah, and he's going to say brach lebatola, not be yotzei mitzvah. How can I not do it? So I need, you know, after 120 years, the person is going to say you were there in a situation you could have taken care of, but why didn't you do it? Because all you care about is your own comfort. That's the bottom line. You're are just uncomfortable. So I gotta do it. So I went over to the guy, I said, Shalom Aleichem, and Eli Reingold, nice to meet you, where are you from, etc., etc. By the way, I noticed your tefillin are low, I could actually change the knot if you. Oh, thank you so much. I think I you know, my experience has been 90 out of 100 times the person's been positive. I've got the guy to tell me that the hair used to grow down here, you know, I'll take care of myself at home. But most of them say, thank you so much. Right? Because if they don't, again, it's an easy one. It's, even that is uncomfortable. That's an easy one because I'm not, it's really insulting them. And I say, by the way, you know, you spoke not nicely, that's a little more uncomfortable. But, you know, you hear your friend talking to somebody else and he speaks, you want to point it out. The right moment, obviously. I want to take it a step further. So if we're called upon to be concerned about somebody else enough that we're going to rise above our discomfort, our level of discomfort and do something, so obviously we shouldn't do something to hurt them. That would be the next step. If I'm living in, you know, and the reality is we live in a tzibur. You know, yeshiva is a tzibur, you know, the community is a tzibur, but you live in, and our actions do not exist in, by themselves. They're, we don't live in an island. There's impact in our actions. If one guy decides both positive, Baruch Hashem, and then the opposite is negative. If I decide that I want to sit down and I'm going to daven seriously, so the person next to me maybe will be impacted positively and also daven seriously. If I act in a way which is nice, etc., so the person next to me will also maybe act that way. If I act in a way which is negative, I don't daven seriously, or I come like the davening, so the guy next to me also might. I'm going to impact them. If I'm standing during Seder and I'm learning with the Bas Mother, so the guy next to me might be motivated to do that. If I battle during Seder, so I'm going to impact the person next to me. So Kal v'chomer from the midst of the Torah is mechayev me to reach out to you and help you. Obviously, I shouldn't be damaging you. So if I have an opportunity to help you by doing the right thing, I have to be very aware of that, the impact that we have. And a lot of times we forget that. Put it out to the kernel, you know, next week the high school is going to start. The high school kids' relationship to the Beis Medrash goes like this. That when we do something wrong, we're a very good excuse that they should do something wrong also. We do something good, it's the Beis Medrash Baruch, it's not my responsibility. You know, I don't have to be like that. But the other, you know, he's a yeshiva guy, whatever, you know. So if he learns, doesn't mean I'm going to have to learn, the high school kid says. But if he sees me battle, so I can battle also. Right? That's, you know, the relationship. The guys have been here before, you'll understand what I'm talking about, you know. The new guys will figure it out pretty soon. They don't hold us on the great pedestal that therefore we're going to try and follow our actions if we do the right thing. But I can promise you that if they will use us as an excuse that we do something wrong. If they see Beis Medrash Baruch walking like the davening, so they're going to take davening seriously. I'm not going to davening seriously. Why should I? The Beis Medrash Baruch, all the guys don't. Why should I? So, you know, you have an opportunity. And I like to point out, you know, that we talk about the din, and the person comes to din, the Yom HaDin now, and the Yom HaDin Lacher Meiv Esther, and the Yom HaDin HaGadol. Every single impact that our actions have is going to be cheshbon. So every time we positively help somebody, we impacted somebody positively, we're going to get a cheshbon for that. So you get one baruch who gets inspired to daven nice, more nicely because of me. And that impacts his learning and his midas and his wife and his kids. You know, that there's global impact for generations, possibly. I get scarred for all of that. I had my sister's Venus Manima. I happen to be on the people, if you haven't noticed yet, on the people down on the slower side. A person came here, it was a guest, he came in, you know, used to learn here, about 12 years ago. Asked him, Dabin, said, we need somebody down for the Yom, Chakras. We said, you down for the Yom. He said, Dabin slowly. He said, you have to, Rebbe, you should know that the reason why Dabin slowly is because of you. He says, one time he asked me, Halacha Shaila, says, you know what, if you daven slow, you wouldn't have the Shaila. He took it to heart, and since then he's been davening slowly. And one comment that I made impacted for the last 12 years. He's been davening more, you know, with more kavanah and trying to be more careful with his davening, because one time I said something. You know what the power that we have to do that? It's a tremendous thing. We live, the Russian gave us a divaldic excuse of being able to, we're interconnected. It's a beautiful thing. That means we have a chance to positively help people constantly, if we act properly. And Chas V'Shalom, the opposite is a tremendous responsibility. Yeshiva Bacher is Yeshiva Bacher. We know there's a Muslim Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. You go out into the amongst. And that's true within the yeshiva itself. It's true within the community also. You walk down the street. You walk in the Warwick. You see, how you act towards the Baal HaBos can make a tremendous difference. You know, Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva has had a tremendous positive impact on the community. There's still some people which are very uncomfortable with the yeshiva bocher. You know, and if you act nicely, you act properly, you break down that barrier. You don't know where that could go. What impact his shmiras mitzvahs, where he sends his kids to school, where his children end up growing up and selling themselves. There's tremendous opportunities for Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, and it's all living with an awareness of the people around me. And that's part of our growth process. I'll just close with this Nakuda. Rav Dessler says that the world is divided between the Noisnim and the Noitlim, as he puts it, the givers and the takers. A person is born as a Noitel. A child is totally a Noitel. It's totally self-focused. The child is totally self-focused. The baby, self-centered, self-focused, totally. It's hungry, so it cries. You're waking up your mother in the middle of the night, who cares? I'm hungry. I'm wet. I want this. I want that. Right? Screams, yells, kicks. You know, no regard for anybody but themselves. The definition of maturity is the process of growing up and becoming more and more. Instead of thinking about yourself and what your needs are and what your desires are and what your wants are, is how much you can be aware of somebody else, understand somebody else, give to somebody else, think about somebody else. That's the process of coming from a void of a lifetime. Is moving from being a noitel to being a nosing. And this is one of the ways, you know, Yeshiva Baruch, he's giving staka, he's running into a chesed hours, he's got plenty of things he has to do himself. He's got to learn, he's got to his college, etc. So he can't do chesed? You're doing chesed constantly. You're constantly impacting other people. I don't have to run into the chesed project, I'm not putting on the chesed project. It's a nice thing, you know. Same, but you don't need to do that to do chesed. And he learns properly, and he acts like as a proper role model to people. He's doing chesed because he's aware of other people. He's doing because he just cares about himself. Good, so that's another. We're back to the egocentric problem. But he does it because he's aware of it's important that you have to be aware of how you impact. It's a tremendous. You're changing your mindset to being a self-centered, self-focused person to a person who is focused outward. Who is the one who's a noisein, and when then the person can be mischaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says at the end, who Kadosh Baruch Hu is a noisein, a noitel cannot connect. Only a noisein can connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu.